Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, market transparency and true price discovery are two very important priorities of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. And USCA board member Justin Tupper from St. Ann's, South Dakota, says the organization is working hard these days to strengthen the bottom line of cattlemen and cattlewomen nationwide.
Some of the things that we're definitely working on are some changes to the CME. We'd sure like to see the grading system changed. Our cattle have gotten a lot better. The percentages are a lot higher, so that's one thing. In the price reporting side, we'd like to see that there's a label for non-native cattle. We'd love to get that as a provision in there. So we would at least designate what non-native cattle are. So if in price reporting they're buying some non-native cattle for $1.15, and we already have some fat cattle up in the northern tier that we think are premium, that we can hold out for a little more money instead of take the same as some of those non-native cattle.
And he says during the recent USCA's fly-in to Washington, D.C., discussions with members of Congress and Trump administration officials went really well. Now, keep in mind that mandatory price reporting is actually up for renewal in 2020. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.